Macon militia boys return to their homes. The Atlanta Journal, Wednesday, 14th July, 1915, page 1, column 6, Amaa. No indication of trouble of any kind at the State Farm. Macon, Georgia, July 14th. Members of three Macon military companies of the 2nd Georgia Regiment, after lounging about their armories all night awaiting orders to proceed to Milledgeville to protect Leo M. Frank, discarded their military uniforms and went home early this morning after conclusive information had been secured by Colonel J. A. Thomas that there were no indications of trouble of any kind at the State Farm. Colonel Thomas ordered the mobilization of his three companies last night on receipt of a telegram from Adjutant General Nash in Atlanta, which stated that reports had been received of a possible mob congregating at Milledgeville and to be prepared. According to bits of information received, an organized effort to take Leo M. Frank from prison had been planned. Milledgeville, according to officials of the State Farm, was as quiet as usual last night. I'll see.